I meant to watch a video to get into character. Okay. Hey, sluts, I'm Huddy. An Aquarius sun, Scorpio moon, Taurus rising.
And I'm his girlfriend. Kiara, is that how you say
it? I have literally no idea what her name is.
I think it's Kiara. A Sag sun, Leo moon, Libra rising. And we're your astro sluts.
We were searching for Halloween costumes and we found this picture of them. I'll put it in. And it's just us.
It's just us.
Like, in an insane way. Like, we were both trying to figure out what our costumes are, and we were like, how do we make it different than just...
Like, it took me so long to, like, just pick out an outfit I would just wear. Yeah. Last night, I was like, oh, my God. Like, I don't know. Like, I would wear all of this on her page. Like, I feel like I have some of these clothes so that I didn't know how to, like... And I just cut my hair, and it's, like, just, like, the same as her hair right now, I feel like. So it was just, like, I don't know how to make this a thing.
Yeah. Yeah. But we're them.
So we're them.
Welcome back to another episode. Today we are talking about Saturn returns. A famously scary subject in the astrological
universe.
Yeah. So we thought we'd do, you know, some debunking and just a general overview on what you can expect for your Saturn return.
Thanks for calling Astro Sluts. Leave your birth time.
If you want to know how to get that guy, text their mom. We're going to need that time. We'll be your latest crush. Call us Astro Sluts.
Yeah. Do you have any updates for us?
Like, I don't even know what to say. I have been broken.
Yeah.
The last couple weeks. Things are just so bad. And like, well, it was funny. I woke up this morning and I was thinking about what I was going to say for my updates. And then I was like, remember when I was like, my mind is a prison? And then I was like, yeah, it's worse than that now. But now it's like external things as opposed to like
you.
Yeah. But then I pulled Eight of Swords this morning, and it was literally like, you might feel like you're in a prison.
Is a prison. Yeah.
And I was like, so true. Everything's been really hard and stressful.
Yeah.
And I'm just so anxious and unhappy. Like, I literally feel like just like my spirit has been broken.
Yeah.
I'm not my silly, goofy self.
I know.
Which is sad. I don't know. We haven't decided what we're going to talk about for skeletons in the closet yet. But I have been realizing how much like gender just affects like everything I do subconsciously. And like, I don't know, I'm just having realizations where I'm like, oh my God, I don't like to do that because of gender or whatever. Like, I don't know, my whole like my Pinterest board for my fall look is all giant pants, giant shirts.
Yeah.
Which like slay. Obviously that's very like trendy anyways right now, but I was like, oh, it's because I can't possibly have titties this fall.
Oh my God, yeah.
Or I just was like, oh, I need to like hide
my
body entirely. But yeah, I've realized like that is like gender, but then I don't know, I keep making like other connections that like, I don't know, I think I don't like to talk to clients at work because I'm like, oh, I can't be myself, they're not gonna like see me remotely, like I don't know. Part of my like my breakage is I like have reached my limit on being misgendered just like all the time everywhere.
Yeah.
And I try to be so cool about it and just be like, oh, whatever, it doesn't matter, it doesn't matter. And like, I don't know, it just has all like caught up to me.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, oh my God, I act like it doesn't matter. So then I don't know if people think it doesn't hurt my feelings, but it like really does. And I don't like, I've like snapped about it, but like,
yeah,
it's just all kind of caught up to me.
No, totally.
And I think that is like that colors everything that I do, unfortunately.
Yeah.
It just makes things so much harder.
Yeah. Yeah, no, for sure. And then, yeah. Yeah, whatever. And then we already talked about misogyny, but that it's like...
Yeah.
Yeah. That all just like added layer of it.
I'm sure. No, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. I've been... well, and then I was editing the last week's episode and I'm saying like, oh yeah, I'm doing so bad and I'm going to be worse. And then I was editing it and I was like, oh yeah, that's now. Oh yeah, I didn't know this was coming. Like, yep.
Yeah.
We'll make it through.
Yeah.
Being pushed into something new, I think.
Yes. Yes. Exactly. I feel the same. It'll all unravel and then re-ravel, perhaps.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
What's your update for the week?
Well, I had my first bachelorette party last night.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, we didn't even talk about
that. I know. Okay. It was fun, honestly. I get like I just feel like just from like being bullied by girls younger, like groups of girls just is like a little bit scary for me. Like it's never been like, I don't like love or like a big girls hangout, which I hate to say because it's like bad, but like it is just like you never know the vibes. But it was really fun. I had a nice time. I mean, I knew most of the people, to be fair, but it was really fun. I think I do well in that environment because it's supposed to be like slutty. It's supposed to be like yeah. about sex and stuff. So I had like so many funny stories mm-hmm. to share. I could bring up my past slut era. So I was like, oh, actually, I think this is good for me. I think I'm like,
I mean, it was like a fair, like a newer audience for you as well. Yeah. So you get to like,
no,
whip out
like
the
no one knew my story.
Yeah.
So I was like, I got to bring up like the Indiana trip. Like they cracked them up, you know, like all my hard hitters were like, were never heard before to this group. So it was like, it was really like a good time for me. I felt really good about myself. I felt hilarious. So that's a perk. So maybe I recommend it. I would recommend going to a bachelorette party in the future. Otherwise, not much. I do feel like working from home, which is, I do like it. I think it's hard for me.
Yeah.
You know, like I like my friends and I like to see people. So I think I'm going to try to force myself out of the house more.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's my like goal of the week. But it's so hard because you go out and you spend like I spent $100 at Soho the other day because I was there all day working.
Yep.
And to be fair, my coworker did come and like have a salad, but like I spent, and she obviously Venmo'd me, whatever, but like my bill was $100.
Yeah, it happens easily there.
It happens so easily. And then it's like, okay, like so that's why I don't do that, but I felt like better, like I don't know, it's so hard. It's like really hard for me to just be at home all day every day. It's like not what I'm used to.
Yeah.
And I just feel like really like I just like know that it's not good for me. Like I know I need to be like yeah. in public, but then you go in public then I'm like ah! But I feel like I'll find a balance.
Yeah.
But that's like my new goal is to try to just go out in public again. We'll see what happens.
And that's a great goal. I do always think about like, I always feel like you're just like paying rent everywhere you go. Like if you're like, oh, yeah. I'm going to go somewhere else and you go to a coffee shop. I'm like, but you have to pay rent. You have to
literally
purchase something.
Right.
So you can sit there for 2 hours.
And like, I know I could go somewhere different than Soho, but like, that's kind of just like what it's there for is to like go and work. Like that's why I pay to go there. So it's like, I feel like you should use it. And then, but like I also feel like different coffee shops, like they're not set up to work. Like sometimes like it's really loud or the music's loud or there's not
an outlet.
There's not an outlet. There's not good Wi-Fi. Like, so it's like, it's a hard thing.
It is hard.
I don't know. So I just, but that's like, maybe I'm going to try to keep doing that more. And maybe I can like, the other day I brought a bagel. It's like, I don't fucking care if they charge me the $8 for bringing my own food. They yeah. didn't, of course, but I was like, I'm going to eat my little bagel here. Because
imagining you like in the bathroom at Soho House, like during lunch.
It was like 8 a.m. I was just like, getting sesame seeds everywhere. I don't even think one person walked by that worked there, so it was fine, but it was just kind of funny.
Hilarious.
Yeah. But yeah, I think that was pretty much my week.
Happy for you.
Thank you.
Shall we get into
horoscopes?
Sorry,
I forgot.
No, I really sprung that on you as well. I did no intro. This is what's happening in the sky this week.
I'll kick us off with Mars entering Scorpio on October 12th. Mars rules Scorpio in traditional astrology, so this is like a very Marsy kind of intense transit here. You might be feeling like more energized, more inclined to take on a project, a conversation that you've been putting up, anything that like kind of has that like built up Mars energy. It would be a good season, a good time to assert your needs, like in a relationship, maybe asserting boundaries at work, doing some shadow work, or like telling your therapist about something you've been like putting off, even beginning like a new creative project, maybe something that's just like been in your mind, like use this little burst of energy to put it out into the world. A lot of just like leaning into things that you need to do to like transform. You want to think about those Scorpio themes here, so like shadow worky vibes. On a lighter note, you might just feel a little sexier, a little sluttier. And you can always look to the area of your chart that Scorpio rules to see where this might be happening specifically for you.
Right on time. Mm-hmm. Astrology just like, yeah, it's just always right on time. Mm-hmm. I love that. Which also then we have we have a solar eclipse in Libra on October 14th. Libra is our romantic sign, so it's going to be like relationships, those like one-on-one partnerships, whether that's like someone you're dating or like a friend or like a business partner. If you are not a subscriber to our podcast, we did do an eclipse episode last week, so go check out that episode, but I will give you a brief little rundown of this eclipse.
And if you're an Apple Podcast if you're an Apple Podcast listener, it is only on Spotify. So go to Spotify to listen to it.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So this is going to be a south node eclipse. So if you know anything about the nodes, the south node is where we need to like release things. So like a big theme of this eclipse is going to be like, what is no longer serving you? How can you let go of either like actual relationships that aren't serving you, or if you have like habits within, like in yourself, in your partnerships, like what's not going great? What could you like get rid of? So an eclipse, Chani calls them wild cards. Eclipses have very like unpredictable energy. Do not try to like make anything happen, like any big or momentous moment. There's is not the time to be like, I really want this to go well, so I'm gonna do it on this day. Like, please do not. Whatever you think you're doing, like the universe is gonna be like, haha, gotcha. Which is just not what we want. So it's gonna be a great time to rest, just like let the universe do its thing. Like, you do not have to do anything to make the eclipse energy like happen. If you have like a lot of energy and like need to do something, like clean your house, journal, like do some sort of ritual for yourself, have a good cry, like I would say just like keep to yourself more so. You can look at what house Libra is in your birth chart to see like what part of your life this eclipse is going to be affecting. And even if nothing happens like the day of the eclipse for you or like the day surrounding, like this is all going to play out for like the next 6 months. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be having eclipses in this like Libra Aries axis up until 2025. So like it'll be some good insight on like a major theme of like the next year or two.
Mm-hmm. Monster, monster high, monster high. The party never dies. This week at Monster High, we're discussing Saturn returns. You might know Saturn returns as something that happens to you in your late 20s. That you might have heard they're really scary. There's something to be afraid of. They're going to throw your life off track. Everything's going to go awry. And yeah, maybe, but maybe not. So we're going to talk about it. We'll start with Saturn. Yeah. Do you want to begin?
Sure. So Saturn is our big daddy of this, or of the planets. It rules Capricorn and is the traditional ruler of Aquarius. So this is like 10th and 11th house territories in your birth chart. It rules hard work, discipline, structures, like restrictions, rules, authorities. Jessica Lignato always refers to Saturn as a boner killer, which I really like. And it's just going to be like hard work, tough lessons.
Yeah.
Saturn takes about 28 to 30 years to go around the sun, which is why you have your Saturn return around those ages, and then at like around 60 and around 90.
I do think it's like, I always think of it like the seems like nobody wants to work these days. You need to get your fucking ass up and work. It's like very much Saturn. That vibe. Like, what do you actually have to be doing in this moment? I did see somewhere too that I like Capricorn vibes here, but like it, like the teeth and bones of things. Yeah. All the like nitty-gritty structural things that you just like need to do to like propel you into, or like keep you in reality, keep you grounded, keep you moving, all that shit that you just like have to deal with,
things that are gonna take like a long time too. It's not like an easy fix. It's gonna be like literally like building a building. Like you have to like start from the ground up and like do the structure, and then this is a bad analogy because I don't really know how you make a building, but like I'm imagining like when you see a house being built, you like, it's like the wood, the wood, the panels, frame. Yeah, the frame, there you go, the frame, and then you get insulation. Like insulation, and then you have to drywall.
Look at us building a house.
We're just little construction workers. I was referred to as Ob the Builder. Stop. Recently.
That's funny.
It's pretty cute. But yeah, should we get into Saturn returns?
Mm-hmm. Oh, my other thing is it does also rule like old age and like very maturity vibes. So yeah. I feel like we mentioned this sometimes of like if there's an area of your chart that Saturn is in, it might be like a later in life thing.
Absolutely.
So just like all has to do with that building, growing energy.
Which beautifully transitions into your Saturn returns are, I assume we'll mostly focus on your first Saturn return, which is when you're like 28-ish. But you do also have one more if you live to 60, and then one more if you like live to 90. So like, and they're all similar vibes, but your first Saturn return is your like quarter life crisis. It's this like transition from like childhood to adulthood. Things are gonna come up that like force you to like up until your Saturn return, you kind of have to do a lot of things for other people.
Yeah.
You have like parents or guardians that you like have to abide by their rules, or you have a boss that you just like have to listen to. And then you get to a certain point and your Saturn return hits and you're like, actually, this is like not how I want to be living my life.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to go through things and change stuff up to like realign with like the adult that you want to be.
Yeah. That's why, like, that's such a typical age for people to, like, get married or move out of their hometown, like, start a new career, finally, like, feel like you've gotten somewhere in your career and you're, like, actually making money. Just, like, those, like, breaking away from, like, any beliefs that were, like, placed upon you as a child or then you kind of held on to and, like, tried to carry out. I do think that's kind of nice, too, because I feel like it's, like, just like the idea of being like 18 or being 21 and being like you're an adult is just like so like not the case.
Not at all.
So I think it is nice when you're like thinking about it like, oh yeah, I'm like 29, 30 and that's when I should like still again, obviously everyone moves at their own pace and you don't need to have it like figured out. But like that's still like the coming of age moment, I think, is like a nice reminder that like, okay, just like slow the fuck down.
Yeah, like your 20s are like, no, you shouldn't like,
yeah,
you don't need to have like won a Grammy already by
exactly like you don't 30, need to know what you're doing.
And then your Saturn return is the entire period in which Saturn enters the sign that your Saturn is in. So like if your Saturn is in Pisces in your birth chart, you are currently in your Saturn return. So that started on March 7th, 2023, and will go all the way up until February 13th, 2026. You do also have like an exact date of your Saturn return where it will feel like a little more intensified. One of our friends was like having like the worst week of their fucking lives. And I was like, let me look at their birth chart. And I was like, oh my God, of course it's their exact Saturn return. Like, which is just funny. But so, yeah, it will be like the whole time period that Saturn is in that sign. But there will be like a special moment just for you.
A special moment of hell just for you. Just kidding.
I mean, something I did say, I think, on last week's episode was that, like, I do think that there is a little bit to, like, your Saturn, if you are not living in alignment with yourself.
I literally wrote that down.
Yeah, it's like your Saturn return is going to be intensified. Like if you like have been pushing stuff off and like not being who you want to be in the world, or like really listening to like just, you know, who your parents want you to be or whatever, like your Saturn return is gonna hit you like a ton of bricks. That's a phrase.
Yeah, it is.
Like, because Saturn is gonna force you out of whatever
to pay attention.
So like if you're feeling worried about your Saturn return, like definitely we're gonna go through all the signs and houses, but like go look where your Saturn is and be like, how can I like improve upon that part of my life before I get there? And then I think it won't be as hard.
Yeah, I just think it's, again, like, also just being open. Like, being open to what it has to offer. Not being like, this is gonna ruin me. Like, just staying open, paying attention to things. And then, again, like, nothing is gonna be of shock. It might be not what you want to deal with. It might not be fun or comfortable or ideal. But it also could be, like, and it probably will be for the best. And even if it's like not in the moment, like it afterwards, you'll be like, oh yeah, thank God, like I really just needed to deal with that.
Which is what we said also last week in our advice segment. Last week was a great episode.
I know, it was a really good episode.
Go listen to our Eclipse episode. But also like when we had Caroline Calloway on the podcast and she was saying like, yeah, they were like some of the hardest years of my life, but I am like so happy now. And it like, it's going to bring you to where you want to be. And sometimes that's hard.
But we'll get through it. No, Caroline Calloway is like a really good case study. Like think about her a couple years ago and then like think about like her glowing reviews and like amazing authored era she's about to embark on. It's that shit.
Yeah. Takes you to like, yeah, just your adulthood mm-hmm. in like an exciting way.
Yeah.
Anything else before we start going through the signs and houses? So we're going to do like the sign and the house it's correlated with together because they should have some similar themes. I'll start out with if you have Saturn in Aries or Saturn in the first house. First house is very much like identity driven. So I guess I meant to say this a second ago, but like your Saturn in your birth chart is going to be where you find restriction. So if Saturn's in your first house, you might not be someone that feels like they can like fully embody who they are or like fully like self-express. There are like so many fireworks going on outside while we're recording. Like so many. And they're so loud. Anyway.
It's like, yeah, it's like a psychological thing that we're going through.
So you might be feeling really restricted in your self-expression. For the first like 28 years of your life or so. And I think like a Saturn return in your first house is going to like force you to like step out of that, find like a healthy amount of independence, whether you're like hyper independent or like super codependent. And just finding that like confidence and autonomy like in the world mm-hmm. in every which way you go.
Yeah, that's us.
Yeah, it is us. We're Aries. Saturn
in Taurus or in the second house. This is gonna deal a lot with like finances and stability there, but also like the like not tangible version of that, which is like your values and what you are worth and your self-worth. So like literal worth as in your assets, what you have monetary wise, and then like how you see yourself. How do you value yourself? What are your values? Are you like surrounded by those kinds of people? So this could kind of manifest maybe like job wise within like the money space of like maybe you got like a promotion or a huge raise at work and now you like have a totally different relationship to money. Could be the flip side of like maybe you all of a sudden are at a like financial loss. It could be something like you're budgeting or you're saving for a big purchase. Like maybe you're not going to buy a house during your Saturn return, but all of a sudden you're like, oh, I actually really like want to save for future goals. And like, that's how I'm going to get there. And then it could also be like, how are you leveling up in your like views of yourself? Like, do you just want to see yourself in like a higher regard? Do you want to be like, you know, holding yourself to higher standards? Maybe you need to cut out some people that don't align with your values, whether that's like, again, through like work and how are you making your money? Is that what you want to be like, kind of like getting money from, or like friends, you know, partner, all those things? Like, are you aligned with the things that you own and also like the things that you value?
For Saturn in Gemini or Saturn in the third house return, this is going to be, I think a big theme is going to be friendships. Mm-hmm. Are your friends like aligned? Like, are they the people you want, like that make you feel good about yourself and like want to be surrounded by? I do think that it's like probably something you have struggled with your whole life is like finding security in like a friend group. I feel like you might just be like, oh, these are like not my people mm-hmm. up until your Saturn return. Also potentially themes about just like communication in general. This could also be like just like restructuring like the way you think or learn. It could be like you start teaching or just like want to exchange different ideas with people. Mm-hmm. It's giving forum. I don't know.
Discourse.
Yeah. Like who are you talking to? What are you talking about? What are you thinking about?
Cancer or the fourth house, wrong F. This will be themes of like home, security, vulnerability. This could be like you're thinking about like starting a family or want to think about like taking that process seriously. Maybe you're like moving into a bigger space to just be like beyond yourself. I feel like you could be like freezing your eggs, moving to the suburbs, like wanting to maybe date seriously if that was like not of interest to you before. And then I think also with this could be a lot of like past wounds and like inner child work that'll be coming up. Obviously, like in a perfect world before we would like bring anyone else into our family, we'd think about like our family growing up and our inner child and all those things. So I think it could be like more either like more internal of just like doing a lot of past work to be like kind of like feel like you can enter like from childhood to adulthood, or you could be like literally like expanding within your family life.
For Saturn in Leo or Saturn in the fifth house, these are going to be like lessons around like your pride and ego is very Leo. And also, like, I feel like this is the people that are, like, having kids mm-hmm. during their Saturn return, yeah. which is, like, I mean, you could be having kids or even just, like, rethinking. Like, if your whole life you thought you wanted kids, you could be, like, actually, that's, like, not what I want mm-hmm. or, like, the opposite of that. Or just, like, developing a new relationship with children, period. I mm-hmm. even feel like it could be, like, your best friend has a kid. Yeah, and you're, like, totally. And the you're godparent.
Like, excited about it and never thought you would be kind of vibe.
Yeah. I think it's also like unleashing like creativity and pleasure within you. Maybe you've always felt like a little uptight or like mm-hmm. you've always been like, oh, like I could never be a painter, but I love when other people paint, like mm-hmm. start painting, you know?
Yeah.
And in general, I think just like finding new passions, like you could whatever discover. I can only think of crafts right now, but it's like the right.
That's what I say all the time. Not the vibe.
Yeah. But it could be like you suddenly discover you love football.
Wouldn't that be beautiful?
Like, Sandra on The Golden Bachelor.
Literally
loves football. Like, we also should just
talk. I was just gonna say we have to talk about
our
that.
Skeletons in the closet's just a Golden Bachelor review.
Maybe. I love that.
But yeah, just like discovering new things that you're passionate about, which I think could like potentially tie into career or not, up mm-hmm. to you. And then also like fifth house is very like dating, like casual dating vibes. So transformations in that regard mm-hmm. as well.
Saturn in Virgo or in the sixth house. This is going to be a lot to do with like daily routines. Also like control, perfectionism. I could see like having a really like a really beautiful breakthrough in that kind of regard here. But a lot of like shifts in your day-to-day schedule, maybe like shifting how you show up like at your job or in your day-to-day life and just like making a more sustainable routine for the future. Like I could see this being like someone who just like has worked like for 7 days a week, worked so hard, no boundaries, like all through their 20s, and then being like, oh, this is actually like not something I can do for the rest of my life. Like I either need to like, you know, take a new path, set some boundaries, figure out how to do that, or like get a new job where I can like, you know, not be burnt out all the time. You also just might be like working really hard during this period, like just like in terms of like building for your future, like taking on extra projects, maybe some freelance work, like trying to like stash money for like your future self and like just a way you've maybe never like thought of doing that before. Yeah.
For where are we? Saturn in Libra or Saturn in the seventh house. This is all going to be developments, lessons on like partnerships. It is giving like either big commitment mm-hmm. or like big breakup with like one-on-one things, which like could be romantic. It could be friendship. It could be business. And also just reminder that it's all going to be for the best.
Yeah.
So like don't stress. You don't have to be like freaking out that you're gonna go through a big breakup even though you're so in love right now, but your Saturn returns come, like,
yeah,
like you don't need to stress, like whatever's gonna happen is gonna happen, and maybe you'll get married,
right? Instead. That's where mine is.
Yeah.
And I just like, I don't know, the Aries Libra there. I feel like that's just so intense.
Yeah. It could also, I think, be like, it could be like a self-love journey, mm-hmm. or just like you figure out how to open yourself up in a one-on-one partnership. Like, I think it could also just like transform you and your partner could,
yeah,
you can develop together.
Yeah,
is
totally.
Obviously the goal in general, but I do think like your Saturn return is going to be the like, well, are you guys up for it or not? Like, mm-hmm. Amidst change, can you go together?
Yeah, for sure. I always laugh. I'm like, what if I was like all of a sudden like a wedding person?
No, I literally was, when I was prepping, I was like, maybe that'll happen.
I just think that's so funny. I do. Like, when I was just at this party last night, I was like, God, like, a wedding just is like so unappealing to me.
Yeah.
Like, just like the drum.
Yeah.
It's so much drum.
But like a party, that could be nice. I just want to go to a party with all my friends. Yeah. So I'm going to start pressuring people to get married, I think.
I'm not mad at that. Like, would want to do that.
Yeah.
I just like, think it's so weird. But like, I would do it. I just think it's like, I just can't. I think it's so weird that like the most like intimate thing is like in front of 200 people. Like, that's weird to me.
I mean, I think that's the point.
Yeah, because it's just all for show.
Well. No, I think it is, like, in theory, it's perhaps, like, being able to be vulnerable,
mm-hmm.
in front of, like, you invite all your closest family and friends that you, in theory, feel safe and comfortable with. And then it's like,
yeah,
it's, I think it's supposed to be a beautiful sharing of how in love you are with everyone else. And then they give you gifts because they get like your emotional
job.
Porn.
Oh, that makes sense. I just think it's not for me.
I think that's fair. But you don't have to do the whole, I'm not asking for a ceremony.
No. No, I do think
I would like a dance floor.
Okay, yeah. No, that's fine.
What I'm in, the only part I'm interested in.
My new thing that I think is funny is, you know how people get married by like Elvis impersonators?
Yeah.
But like, what if it was Lana Del Rey?
I love that.
I do too. I think that'd be really funny. I asked, he laughed so hard and he didn't think I was serious, but I was super serious about it.
We can make
I think
that happen.
That's hilarious.
I think she would do it.
She maybe would. Because do people like impersonate people who are still alive?
I think so.
Okay.
Like there, yeah, because there's like that Britney. There's multiple Britney impersonators.
Yeah. Okay. Well, if anyone sees a Lana one.
Or
I
you
don't
could
need
get,
it anytime
or you,
soon.
Or
but
you
just
could
put
get
them on
Austin
hold.
Austin Butler.
That's funny. To do the voice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe they both could do it.
That's
And then
good.
They do a duet.
There's so many options.
But yeah, you could turn it into a bit.
That's exactly. For me, it would need to be a bit. It would need to be like the Kravis wedding where she's like on the floor. Like, it would need to be like that.
Great. Looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm.
Your turn.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
I'll continue. Saturn in Scorpio are in the eighth house. It's going to be big intimacy, big trust themes. I could see this as like an unlocking, kind of in terms of trust, how you engage and interact with others, a lot of like personal work that you'll need to do to get there, surrounding maybe like intimacy, sexuality, things like that. But this could also be like big shifts in joint endeavors. Like, maybe you're starting a business with someone and you're like creating like a shared monetary source, business accounts, whatever, joining finances. That obviously could also be like marriage. Like, you're combining your finances. You've got a joint bank account now. You've like changed how you do your taxes. I don't know how that works, but like, that's in the, within this world. Could be like coming into an inheritance, which obviously like often comes through death, which is terrible and sad, but an eighth house theme that then like leads to money, which is very just like eighth house,
mm-hmm.
vibes.
for Saturn in Sagittarius or in the ninth house. This is going to be very expansive energy. I could see it as going either like going back to school, converting religions, joining a cult. Mm-hmm. And the ninth house is also the house of publishing. So I do see it could be like career related if that's your vibe. And then I also could see this having like an identity connection as well, just because like these like philosophical or like bigger themes of like religion or like that like your philosophy. It's just like if I think of like the like Julia Hart's like oldest daughter. This feels very like her like last couple years feel very ninth house Saturn returning. I didn't look if it's true, but like similar things of like if you've grown up an Orthodox Jew like your whole life and that's all you've ever known, and then you like start to become an adult and you're like, wait, there's other ways of living, and then you're like, wait, oh my god, do I not like I not align with who I've always been?
Maybe I want to wear pants. It's just things to think about.
It is, but those like though that's very like totally shakes your sense of self and reality. I also think this could be like international travel, or you could like move out of the country.
I think this one also makes a lot of sense for like thinking about like a second Saturn return. Like I feel like you could go from being like maybe you're all of a sudden like a professor, or like you publish like you have like a very like wide published, you know, like series of books or something, like those kinds of like, as like I feel like that's an easy one to see how it like builds throughout your life. Very ninth house, like leveling up in those like just very big like educational kind of themes.
I also feel like if you had a third Saturn return, it could be very much like coming to that last like chapter of your life.
Totally.
Where do you think you're going next, or like how are you like reflecting on all the things that you have learned and seen in the world.
For sure. Capricorn or the 10th house, lots of like success, also kind of that legacy that we just talked about. Big could be like a big shift in your public persona or your reputation, how people perceive you. This is like not, I'm like very confident it's not where Caroline Calloway's Saturn return was, but it is giving that. I mathed in my head quickly, and I don't think it is third house because she has a Sag rising. So it's not here, but it is like it would make sense if it was. It's very much that vibe of kind of just like your place in the world, your career, how people see you has just like done a huge shift. So I feel like that could be very encouraging if you're someone who feels like maybe you haven't found your way in your career yet or whatever, like it's coming, you'll get there. I think too, like if it's something that's like isn't working for you, like it might be just like the universe is like going to push you in a different direction or be like, you know what, like you have other skills, you have other strengths, like try this, go over here, try something else. So it'll put you in the right direction either way.
Saturn in Aquarius or the 11th house. These are going to be lessons about community, definitely like reworking like who your community is, like your friendships in like a larger sense, like who do you surround yourself, like where do you feel like you belong, like who is your network, rethinking like all those kinds of things. Also like similar to third house, but in like a bigger sense. This could also be like more like social justice efforts. Maybe you feel a call to the picket lines kind of thing. And then also more so on like community, but like reworking through like, do you care what other people think of you or not? And like, how do you want to move forward differently with that?
Saturn in Pisces or the 12th house says big like spirituality, boundaries, mental health, big healing period perhaps. Definitely like all about the inner work, all about things that are like behind the scenes, maybe you've never shared with people, or things just that are like very, like just truly in your head, like not outside, not visible to others. I do think like for everyone, this is probably applicable, but I do think it would be so important to like, if you're going through this, to like share it with other people, mm-hmm. like make sure you don't like keep all of it in your head, like make sure you're like processing it outwardly and people can like support you, whether it's like friends or like an astrologer, a therapist, going to do Reiki, like all those things. So you're not like truly processing it all alone. Like I feel like you would need to like let it out to like have the kind of healing that you would need. Like maybe like truly like for the past 30 years it's been in your head and then like you need to like externalize it a bit.
Yeah,
that's where mine's gonna be.
Mm-hmm. I promise I won't just isolate myself
for 3 years.
Yeah,
I could see it.
I could see it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see.
We'll see.
So those are all the Saturn returns mm-hmm. that are possible. And they didn't sound so bad,
did they?
It was
literally fine.
I don't know. I mean, I do think that last time we talked about Saturn returns, we were like, it's fine. It's not a big deal. But, like, people do have a really tough time.
Yeah.
Which is fine, but, like, also don't let the fear-mongering of the internet get you.
Yes. Yeah. Like, it's fine to have a hard time when you're going through it, but, like, you shouldn't be like sick for like till 2026. You know what I mean? When it's gonna like for us, like that's when ours will start. So it's like you, which is so weird because I keep thinking it's like sooner than that.
I know.
Like we're kind of young.
No, I also was comforted that I was like, oh my God, we have like 3 more years.
No, that's crazy.
That's great.
I love that. Sometimes I feel like we're kind of old. I'm like, no, we're not. We're actually super young.
Early
mid-20s. But yeah, like it's not going to be probably the funnest thing you've ever done. The best time of your life. Maybe not the lightest period. But I think if you think about it like thematically mm-hmm. and like technically, like, there's only so much that could go wrong, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And everyone goes through it.
Everyone goes through it.
In theory, like, all your friends that are your same age are also going to be going through mm-hmm. it at the same time. So, like, maybe there's some comfort in that where everyone's like, yep, oh, I'm just going to be raggedy for the next 3 years.
Yeah, literally. Tattered.
Yeah. Hopefully not. No, because we all know now that it's coming. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be prepared.
We're going to do the work. Put up the W.
Our next segment is called Skeletons in the Closet, which we have our friend today that we've pulled out of the closet. And we thought we would talk about The Golden Bachelor.
Because it actually makes a lot of sense, you guys, astrologically, because Saturn is all about old age and maturity, and what a beautiful example of maturity and old age we have been given with The Golden Bachelor.
It is also around, like, a lot of those people are either just before, during, or after their second Saturn return.
Yeah.
So a lens to look at all of our contestants
okay.
with. What do you have to say?
So let's think about it. Okay. Well, first of all, it's so cute. I like it does make sense of like I don't know if we all thought it was going to be like as emotional as it is.
That's like opening scene.
No, I know.
I'd be like, sir, I don't think you're ready to date.
I know. And like the only reason that it didn't get me in that moment was because I already watched his, like, Good Morning America or something interview. And he, like, told the story. And I, like, already cried about it. But, like, oh, my God. Like, his love for his wife. Yeah. Tony, like, that's so nice. And then, like, the moments he shared, like, I just think it's, like, so nice, like, for them all to, like, what a beautiful, like, way of, like, understanding and, like, seeing each other. Yeah. Like, the women who have then, like, lost their spouses and stuff. Like, oh, my God. It's so, like, inspiring.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's, like, so moving. But it's also so nice that they have, like, the mature conversations they have.
Yeah.
Like, it's really, really nice. Like, I just, like, had no idea going into it. I knew I would love it because, one, if the ladies, like, old ladies are so fucking mean and funny. So, like, I knew if they spun it in, like, a catty drama way, it would be hilarious.
Yeah.
But then I also was like, or if it's sweet and heartwarming, that's going to be, like, cute as fuck.
Yeah.
And I'm loving now that it's, like, in the cute as fuck space.
They're
but
so
I just,
supportive.
They're so supportive. It's so cute. And they're like, he's got these amazing ladies yeah. here. Like, it's just so nice. I'm literally yeah. loving it.
No, I am too. Every single lady is a freaking hoot.
I know. I do think, I mean, like, if you think about it, like, I always just, like, do really want to be, like, an old lady because they are so just comfortable in themselves. Yeah. Like, I've always, like, I mean, I think I really pretty much am, but I've always just, like, my grandma would just say shit, you know, like, she's just saying shit. And you're like, I can't believe you said that, but good for you. And I think there is just, like, I mean, talk about Saturn returns. Like, mm-hmm. you've done the shit, like, twice. You've done the work. You're, like, probably, like, near your highest form of the, like, of yourself that you'll ever be. Like, imagine, like, going through, like, a 40-year marriage. And then, like, now you're, like, on your own. And then figuring out what that is. Like, mm-hmm. the sense of self in that. So, like, yeah. And I love that that then, like, comes into being just, like, fucking funny.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. That's so nice.
A great intersection.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's also, like, there's so much, like, trash reality TV about dating. And it's, like, all these people. And, like, I guess we say this, like, all the time when we're talking about Married at First Sight or whatever. We're, like, these people should not be getting married. Like,
no.
People need therapy. And not to say that these fucking boomers don't also need therapy. But, like,
yeah.
They do at least have relationship experience where they, like, know what they're looking
yeah.
for. They know what questions to ask. They, like, they just, like, know some shit.
No, so it's you're very, like, it's very nice to hear how they, like, interact with each other.
Yes.
And support each other. And, like, I don't know. Like, could you imagine, like, on Normal Bachelor if, like, someone was crying about their ex and then, like, Gary's like, one time I smelled cinnamon and it yeah. brought me back to my wife. I totally understand. And then they, like, cry together and have a hug. Like, oh my God.
Yeah. Or even, like, when he went on that, like, first one-on-one, I don't remember what that lady's name is, but, like, they're in the car and his headlights won't work and he's like, yeah. And she puts his hand on her hand
Thank
on his
so
shoulder.
Much.
And he's like, that meant so much to me. Thank you. And then she's like, thank you for telling me that.
I know. I did see the funniest meme about that. maybe I'll try to find it so you can put it here. But it was like, it was like something like, I can't remember the woman's name, but, like, you know, Jean, like, I never thought I'd find love again after my 40-year marriage. And then it's like a photo of everyone doing like a big jazz slide. Like, because then it's like they just start dancing. Like, it was so serious. And then there was just like, it was just like that cracked me up.
No, I did tear up though when they were like hand in hand, like skipping like Danny and Sandy outside.
I loved it. Obviously, I was just like looking back, like someone being like, no, like that was such a serious, like beautiful moment. And then like everyone just started doing jazz squares. I was like, yeah, that was actually like incredibly hilarious. But like they thought it was so special. They
it was
loved
so
it.
Special.
I'm a huge fan. I obviously love the woman who looks like Kris Jenner.
Yeah.
I hope she meets Chris so bad.
Well, and I also think it's funny because there's another lady that looks just like Caitlyn.
I know. I didn't think about that until someone made a meme of it. They were like, why
are other people saying that?
Someone was like, why are both Chris and Caitlyn on this show right now? And I was like, stop. That's such a funny, but like
pillars of womanhood.
literally like that is actually so funny and like not a reach. Yeah, I love it. I'm like really rooting. I think her name's Susan.
That's Chris.
Yeah, I think.
That sounds right.
Right. I'm rooting for Susan. In one of her like interviews, her goal was to like have lunch with Kris Jenner. So I hope it happens. I do think.
Oh my god, it's Kim watches it.
No, I feel like it is. I think she maybe just like manifested herself into her or something.
Good for her. Her teeth are crazy.
Yeah. I was so worried she was going to go home at the first week. And no, I'm like, I'm so happy she stayed. Yeah. But I think I'm rooting for her personally. I don't know if she'll end up with Gary, but I hope she gets lunch with Chris.
Yeah. Maybe. I'm like, maybe they'll be on a date and like Chris will like host the date.
Oh my god, that would be so funny. That would be really good. I'm trying to think of anyone else. Oh my god, the woman who dated Prince.
Okay,
what is her deal? I didn't love her at first.
I liked her more in the second episode. Well, she said that and I was like, there's no, well, I mean, she's like, there's a clip of her teaching literal children a dance routine. And then she's like, yeah, sexy dancer is about me. I was like, I think it's maybe not.
I know. I like, to be fair, she grew up in Minnesota.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, like maybe like literally in high school or something, you guys could have dated. Like,
I believe after she said that. Could have been in the same room.
Together. Yeah. I was like, okay. But no, I also was like, no fucking way.
Like, I think that's maybe a stretch.
But I did like weirdly earlier that day, I was like, what? Like a video of Kristen Chenoweth like talking to, I never know which one is Jimmy Kimmel or Jimmy Fallon, one of the Jimmys, about they look exactly the same to me, and I know they don't, but they do.
No, it's fair. And there's no reason there should be two Jimmys.
There's two Jimmys that look exactly the same hosting different shows. Like, just swap them out for the same person. They can alternate nights. But I watched a video of her talking about when like Prince summoned her for like a date.
Yeah,
it's like old, like I feel like I've seen it before, but I just watched it again because it's such a good story, honestly. But then then that night she was saying that, I was like, this is so weird, like I don't know why.
Prince was just dating rando white
like
ladies.
I think he kind of probably was.
Makes sense.
And I think like that was probably just like, I think Kristen Chenoweth was like a one-off, and I'm like, he could have just been like summoning women.
Yeah. And then she was like, well, I'm a dancer. And yeah, then the song
had to
came
be about
out.
Me. I know. I thought that was so funny.
Yeah,
though.
You're the only dancer he ever dated.
I know. But yeah, I was like, what the hell is going on here? And then the second episode, I was kind of like, okay, I'm warming up to you a bit more.
Mm-hmm.
And good for her. She's confident, you know?
As she should be.
As she should be. She dated Prince. The lady who did the chicken dance, is she still on it? Yeah.
Is that April?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love her.
Me too. I'm like, I can't wait to.
She's a therapist. Yeah. I love my therapist, but I'm like, but I kind of want you to be my therapist.
Well, what does she have to say?
Yeah.
I hope we got more of her because she's got to be. Because I feel like we didn't get a lot of her last episode, but she's got to be funny.
No, she for sure,
because she like
is.
Came in hot. And then
was she the one that was she the 6 inches one too?
No, I want was so that Susan
else? Maybe I don't know.
I
they
think it might have been Susan. No, they all came in hot.
Yeah, I love that Gary.
Yeah,
his name. I love that Gary's also just like, he's kind of like embodying being a player a little
bit.
In like a great way.
I know.
He's like really enjoying himself.
Yeah. No, he's cute. He's being like a little sassy, a little flirty. I mean, good for Gary. I also like can't stop thinking about like how fun it would be like if that was your grandpa or your dad or like your aunt was on it or your grandma. Yeah. Like, I just would like, I would be like, like how fun would that be to see like an older person in your life on that show?
Yeah.
Like, I just think that would be so iconic.
It is just so special.
I know. That's so nice.
What do you think they're going to do next? Like, what's the next season? How are they going to top this?
Well, I know. I don't know. Like, do you think it'll be like follow the, because I think it's, yeah, I do think it has to be going better than expected, because I don't know if you already saw that they flipped the time slots. So like the first week it was like Bachelor in Paradise was on from 7 to 9 or something, and then this was on from 9 to 10. Oh. And then already last week this was on from 7 to 8 or something, and then Bachelor in Paradise was on from 8 to 10. So it already, like, I think bumped. It must have got way better views, because obviously Bachelor in Paradise sucks. I am watching it if anyone wants to talk about it offline. But so I, like, I do think it has to be.
No, I think it's going really well.
Really well. I have not, like, everyone that I've, like, brought it up to is watching it or has interest to watch it. And, like, that's not been the case for Bachelors.
No, people are coming out of the woodwork to watch this season.
So, do you think they'll just keep going with, like, the flip-flop of the Bachelorette, Bachelor, Bachelorette, Bachelor?
I don't think they can do, I don't think they can just keep old people up like forever.
I know, but, like, I think that's what makes it good.
Yeah.
I mean, they'll still do the normal, I think. Mm-hmm. But I know, like, well, do you think they'll just go right into, like, using one of the ladies as, like, the Bachelorette? Like, I don't know if it works in the same way.
Yeah, if we care enough, especially if it's, like,
an older woman.
Well, I was going to say, here's something. This is not an original thought. Someone said this to me, but it's, like, I think what's so great about this season is that because everyone's old, like, you just, no one is there just to be famous.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes. Or to become an influencer. I keep talking about
this with my mom of, like, these, like, Love is Blind. If you're watching Love is Blind this season, it's so fucking bad. And, like, literally,
I haven't heard anybody talking about it.
Oh, my God. Well, it's actually, like, good drama-wise, but it's a really bad season. And only two people are going to the altar, and I'm pretty sure neither of them will get married. Usually it's like five couples.
Yeah.
So I really do think, like, my mom and I keep talking about this, like, I think shows like that only, like, work for a couple seasons, because then you just, like, you're like, oh shit, I'll just get a million followers. Like, who fucking cares? So, like, I do think, yeah, like, these people are on there, like, genuinely to find love and, like, have an opportunity at love. Like, is it the, like, yes, like, is it the right audience? Because they do not give a fuck. They're already retired. They're not trying to be on the internet. So is it almost work where you could keep doing it? Or do we just, like, need the novelty of these shows to be a hit? And then, like, once people, like, know what the deal is, it's like, it's not that good anymore.
Yeah.
Like, obviously everyone who goes on Bachelor is, like, there to gain an audience. Like, no one is there for love, and, like, that's fine. Yeah. Obviously, like, no one's gonna go on fucking Bachelor for love. Like, we know better. But, like, then it's like the show doesn't work,
right? No, exactly. Then
it's like, not, that's why it, like, doesn't hit.
And there's only, and so much drama that hitting could happen anyway.
Yeah,
like, we've seen all the drama. People, yeah, get literally upset, like,
there's
whatever.
Only, yeah, there's only so much that can happen.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. I think they have to do a gay season.
I mean, you would think.
It's like the next new thing. Yeah. It's like the next thing that they haven't done.
Maybe, like, since so many people from Bachelor Nation have finally come out too.
Well, I also think, like, the original creator left, who was, like, apparently a horrible guy.
Okay, yeah.
Just left in, like, last year, yeah, or something. Yeah.
Like, last season or something. Mm-hmm. I do remember that. And then I know, like, Gabby said, like, Bachelor Nation was like insanely supportive. Mm-hmm. So like maybe just like even them hearing that would be like, I mean, it would be sick if she would be on it. I know she's like dating someone, but it would be cool if they just like brought like one of like the now queer Bachelor Nation people on. I think like Colton obviously has like some drama. They can't bring him back, but he's like married and then like Gabby's dating someone. But it would be like, it would just be fun to like kind of bring someone back in a new light. Yeah. Honestly,
I like, I can see the opening, like them looking in the mirror being like, I've done this once before, but
yeah, like, no, it would be like really good.
Yeah, I mean, Australia did a bisexual season, which they're, you know, a little wackier than than us up here. But
I don't know.
I don't know. I think it could be fun. And I also think that is like the next like expansion of their audience.
Yeah.
That they could reach.
Yeah. No, for sure.
Get the gays on board.
I know. That would be great.
Yeah, I don't have high hopes, but.
I know. I just never know with the ABC, but. It would be the smart thing to do.
Yeah. But I also do remember saying like many years ago being like, why don't they ever have an old person? And my parents were like, the world is not ready to see old people kiss on television.
Yeah. I mean, my mom screams every time. My mom screams when anyone kisses on TV, though. She literally goes, and fast forward.
That's fair.
But like, you know, to everyone. So equal opportunity kissing screamer.
We haven't had like a real makeout yet. They've all been
That still gets her. Still really freaks her out.
Just the pecs are bad too. Yeah, that's like super fair. I'm not hating on that at all.
It really makes me laugh. No, it's screaming.
She's just a screamer.
She is a screamer. She screams at everything.
Well, those are our thoughts on The Golden Bachelor.
Yeah,
hopefully you guys are watching.
I know. I feel like you probably are. Actually, like our story when I posted that meme about it, it had
went well.
Yeah, bunch of people engaged with it. So I feel like you guys are watching it. If you're not, go watch it. You're only two episodes behind. Three, maybe. No, not even. Comes out on Thursday, so you're only two behind. So get 2 hours board. Of your time. Catch up.
And now,
American Horror Stories.
Bing, bing, bing.
Have you started watching the one with Kim?
No.
I haven't either. I think it's out, though, now.
I think so, too.
I really want to watch it because I think she's just being her mom. Like,
healing.
I think she's being Chris.
I love that.
From the previews I've seen, I'm like, I literally think that's just Chris.
That's really
funny.
Do you
want to be famous or do you want a baby? Like,
it's
kind of giving. I'm like, that's so funny.
I've been told I need to watch the previous season, the New York season.
Okay.
Is before.
Yeah.
Like the most recent one before this. But
interesting.
I just get scared.
Yeah, I've never watched it before. I also get scared. I don't love scary.
Anyway, our American Horror Story is when you guys write into us. We have a Google form linked in the episode description and on our social media, link in bios. And you can write in, ask us for advice, tell us just like a funny, scary dating story. And we'll let you know what we think. You want to read this week's?
Yeah. I just started seeing a guy and I looked up his birthday and he's a Cancer Sun and I don't know how to feel about it. My ex was a Cancer man and we had a lot of communication issues, and even though he was very affectionate, he didn't tell me everything he felt and ended up blindsiding me and completely breaking my heart when he ended it. This new guy is very communicative so far and makes his intentions and interest in me very clear, but I don't want to end up the same way it did with my ex. Should I keep seeing where it goes or should I protect myself from possible heartbreak? I also feel like I might be too ready to run away at the slightest sign of a red flag. Not sure if that's my Sag Venus or just my hyper independence and fear of intimacy. What do you think? And this listener is a Libra Sun, Cancer Moon, Sagittarius Rising, and she has a Sag Venus and Mars. I mean, you have to give him a chance.
You have to give him a chance.
Like, I know it's like hard, and I know like sometimes cancer guys suck. But like, you can't let like if he really is like being like very clear and communicative, like you're saying, like you can't let someone else's fault like take that away from him, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's like anything, like even, well, first of all, you liked him before you knew he was a cancer.
Yeah.
So there's no reason that like that information should like really change how you think about him, unless you are like, oh my God, I never like noticed this before, but he like totally does this like a cancer. But like, all cancers can be evolved or mm-hmm. not. And this dude seems like he is a more evolved cancer than your ex.
Yeah.
But regardless, there's just like, I don't know. I don't believe in just like not seeing things through. Like,
mm-hmm.
I was just talking about this with one of my friends, but like all of the regrets in my love life that I have are the times that like I did not see something through. Cause mm-hmm. I just like in my head, I was like, oh, I just know it's not going to work.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to be thinking about that person for the rest of my life. I'm going to be like on my deathbed being like, but maybe, what if I had just been honest about how I was feeling and then we tried it out? You know?
Yeah, no, totally.
But that's just me.
I think it's like also just like you have the opportunity to like, if it's something that's like really weighing on you, like you could just be like, hey, like I know that we haven't had issues like right now, but like in the past I've had issues where like I thought things were going well and I was completely blindsided. So I just want to like stress to you how important like communication is. And if something is wrong, like please don't worry about hurting my feelings. Like I would rather just know, or like I would love you to go to therapy, or I'd love you to like journal, or I'd love you to do like whatever the things that like you think would make you feel like more confident in his ability to communicate beyond like just him doing it. Like I think it's like very much appropriate for you to say that.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously if things change or whatever, you can always say like, hey, I brought this up and this is something that's really important to me. Like I said it on our second date and like nothing's changed.
Yeah. I also think that like will go well with your like Sagittarius placements, because yeah. your Sagittarius placements need to feel like expansive and like that you can grow. Mm-hmm. And like I mean it's just like these are things that are gonna come up for you in any relationship mm-hmm. ever. It's not just because they're both cancers that this is gonna be a problem. Like if this person hurt you in the past, like no matter what zodiac sign you're dating, like
yeah.
you're gonna have this fear that like they're suddenly gonna like
do it again. Yeah.
yeah. Pull the rug out from under you. So communication is a great idea.
Mm-hmm. You also have a Cancer moon. So yeah. like.
So you get it.
You get it.
You're that too. And so I'm sure like them being cancers makes you feel seen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. But yeah, I think like, I mean, it could be a mix of all those things. Like, you're like, is that, like, my Sag or my hyperdependence or your fear? I mean, it could be all those things. Those things obviously can be, like, very Sagittarian traits themselves. So that can be, like, very much related. But, like, I do think, like, obviously, if it, like, is over, like, if you are being, like, overcome with the negativity and, like, okay, like, listen to that. And, like, if you're just, like, sick to your stomach about this person or something, it doesn't seem like you are at all. But if you are, like, ever, like, oh, my God, like, I just, like, I don't know if I should be doing this. I don't know if I should trust him in, like, a way that is, like, because you feel, like, unsafe or something. Like, yes, obviously, listen to that. But if you're just, like, oh, my God, like, in theory, this person could do the thing that someone else did to me, and I'm kind of projecting this onto someone, like, this is, like, I'm not actually, there's no threat, I'm not in danger. Like, I think you should just try to talk yourself down out of it and let, like, just let things happen. Also, like, fear of intimacy, fear of commitment, like, you don't have to commit to anyone, or you don't have to, like, you can just see someone. Like, you're seeing this guy. You can see that guy as long as you want to without feeling like you have to divulge any information you're not ready for, commit to being exclusive or whatever. So I think that too, for like Sagittarius placements, like really like it will need to be on your own time, and like there's no reason it can't be.
Mm-hmm.
Unless this person's like set on getting married next week, you know what I mean? Like there's like no reason why you can't be like, hey, like again, communicate too, like I'm a little bit stressed out. I just had this terrible thing happen to me. Like, I might need to, like, move a little bit slow. And I just want to make sure you're cool with that.
Yeah, I do think also just, like, in a bigger picture type of thing, like, in order to, like, fully, like, love someone, you do have to let go of mm-hmm. that, like, but they, that, like, they, but they could break my heart. Like, they could. Yeah. And that's, like, you're committing to trusting that they're not going to,
yeah,
even though like obviously anybody could,
right,
at any time, but like you just kind of have to like let that go.
Yeah, no, that's so true. And like you'll be fine either way, but like, yeah, anything comes with the chance that things might not work out, or things could, you know, whatever, nothing is real, okay? And anything could change at any moment. And we have to just live as unattached to outcomes as we possibly can. And then still cherish the present and still cherish what the reality in the moment is without being afraid of what's to come.
Mm-hmm. And you're a Libra sun. So you wanna be partnered regardless, yeah, of whatever your hyper-independent Sagittarius placements, yeah, may say.
Yeah, exactly.
At your core, you want that like sweet partnership, yeah, with a Cancer.
So give it to yourself. Let yourself be happy. Let yourself have a fun, lovely time.
Yeah. Thank you for writing in. We love hearing from you guys. Thank you for listening to our whole episode.
Thanks for listening, guys. If you don't follow us on Instagram, we've been potting for 2 years.
Yeah. Oh, I meant to say that at the beginning.
I forgot to. Mm-hmm. But yeah, 2 years of Astro Sluts. If you've never left us a review, please leave us a review. Tell everyone how much you love us, how much you love astrology and having fun with us every week. And follow us on Instagram and TikTok if you haven't already. And we'll see you next week.
Bye, sluts.
Bye.